pray for me. It was God that brought Drake to me, even bought the nigga Kanye for me. Bless. But the nigga shot big, made a nigga feel ashamed of the city where he live. Make a nigga hate the logo on the Dodger cap. Thinking back to that Beamer, wish my nigga pop was strapped. But I'm dreaming Las Vegas Boulevard, a Feeny sun, bullet scars. Everybody king of diamonds till the feds pull their car. Not the deck though. Hip hop was better off when it was just Dre, Scarface, the Esco. Memoirs of the gold chain. It's a cold game, nigga Johnny Coltrane. Black Versace's with the gold frame. Niggas say they sold cane, that's a bold claim. 14 had a brain that could throw flames. So strange, had to blow they mind. Cobain. Mama forgive me cause I'm tryna make a living, huh? Them niggas hatin' cause that Rose Phantom killin', huh? Niggas shining like they hangin' from the ceiling, huh? Me and Ye killin'.
Something like my Jesus peace, huh?
Lord willing, I see a billion, till then I let my nuts hang.
Something like my Jesus peace, huh?
Throw them suicide doors up and let that Holy Ghost swing.
Something like my Jesus peace.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Spam Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Spam, and this is episode number 17 of the report. Yeah, man. 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, man. I'm trying, like I told you, man, trying to get these motherfuckers out as soon as possible, man. I can't be doing this every 6 months shit, yo. But, I got some shit I want to talk to y'all about, man. Try to chop it up with y'all and everything, man. If you haven't noticed a little bit already, your man Mr. Span is a bit inebriated. He had a few drinks, man. I had to have a couple drinks, man. I don't know. When I came home today, I wasn't really in a good mood, man. It was kind of funny because like I was in a great mood earlier in the day. And then I heard about what happened in Connecticut with the kids being shot, you know, 18, 20 kids, man. It's just kind of fucked up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm prayerful, you know, for those families, man. I pray that they get some type of comfort, some type of understanding. And they figure out exactly why that silly motherfucker did what he did. I mean, there's nothing that can justify what he did. And there's nothing that I could say or that anyone I think could say that could really comfort those people at this particular moment. So I just want to say that, you know, I'm prayerful for those families, man, because that's a really fucked up situation. And I know earlier today on Twitter, and it's going to be the next few days, probably even the next few months, we're going to have a lot of talks about gun control and everything else. But I did my last episode about gun control. You guys know what I feel about it. And I'm not going to use this as a platform right now to speak on that right now. I mean, like I said, I talked about my last episode, so I'm not going to rehash none of that. I'm tired of talking about it almost. It gets to a point where it's like the Freemasonry devil worship conversation, where it just kind of pretty much goes around in fucking circles and people are going to believe what they want, man. They already kind of entrenched in their own beliefs. So, I'm going to just leave it at that. But I really do hope, you know, we can get some understanding for those families, man. And, I'm very prayerful to them. This particular episode, though, was kind of like I want to talk about another political issue, and I'm going to talk about it, right to work. I don't know if a lot of you are really aware of what right to work is, but I want to talk about right to work a little later on in the episode. But, I had a couple things on my mind, though, man. I was at work the other day. Actually, this was yesterday, man, and your man Span ain't always been a big guy, okay? I've never been a big dude. Like, growing up, I was always kind of skinny. You know what I mean? Like, just was a skinny kid. You know, even in high school, like, I had got up to, like, maybe 150, 160 pounds or something like that. That was when I was even playing ball. You know, I was playing basketball and everything. I was almost like I was like Rip Hamilton, man. Just that dude. He had a lot of energy. I was, you know, kind of frail, didn't have that, like, that big build on me or nothing like that. throughout high school or whatever. And yeah, so your man Span realized yesterday, you know, he getting fat, yo. I'm getting fat. And it's funny because, like, my girl, she calls me Tubby. And I mean, that should have been my first motherfucking inclination that, yo, something's changing when your girl starts calling you Tubby. That's her fucking pet name for me. So that's kind of funny to me. But, yeah, I was at work yesterday. And, of course, you guys know, like, a lot of my work, I tend to work outside a lot. And I'm at work yesterday, and I have to work on these gas meters on the outside. So I got to drill these holes on the side of this house. I got to make sure that these brackets are, you know, lined up correctly. I got to make sure that the piping is done correctly. And I got to hang these meters so that these people can have gas and they can have heat forever, right? So where I have to work at, you know, there's a little fence right there. And, you know, I'm taking my tools over to the to the side of the house. I got my big ass drill. I got my tool bag, you know, with all my pipe wrenches and all my shit, my paint and, you know, all my lubricants and stuff like that. I got all my shit, right? I'm putting it over the fence. And like, I'm looking at the fence and the motherfucker's only like 3 feet tall, you know. And I can remember a time where for me, it was nothing for me to hop over a three foot fence. I actually got a homie that calls me Swami because he said I used to float through the air when I played ball and shit. Yeah, it's kind of corny. And I also had homies that used to call me Baby Jordan and shit. That was one nickname I didn't fucking mind. But yeah, the Baby Jordan and Swami days are over like a motherfucker, yo. I'm at work, man, and I'm putting my tools and shit over the side of this fence. And I'm looking at the fence. I'm like, okay, let me, you know, kind of hop the fence, even though that's against company policy and shit. But, you know, we're going to keep that amongst ourselves. But I try to hop the fence, right? And I couldn't get my leg over the motherfucking fence. Yeah. I couldn't do it. Like, I'm, like, kind of stuck. And I felt like, yo, something's wrong. I couldn't lift my fucking leg over this fence. And I tried this shit. I tried hard, like 4 or 5 times. And I just said, fuck it. And just like kind of walked around this other house, figured out that they had like an opening in the backyard that I could get to in order to get to where this shit was. But yeah, your man Span get big, man. I've been eating well since I've been doing this job, man. Like, I come home from work and like, I'll stop at one of my spots here in Detroit, man. I go to Starters or some shit like that and go get me like a Delmonico's steak with like onions and mushrooms or whatever with Leah and Perrin sauce. And, you know, I'll have a baked potato with that and some, I wash that shit down with like a Shock Top brew and a Washington apple, you know, which I think are pretty good, man. They don't really fuck with me like that, so I would have that, man, and I eat well when I come home. But the thing of it is, too, I think is the fact that I eat out a lot, too. I've gotten to that whole bachelor thing of, like, not cooking. I used to cook a lot. I don't cook as often as I used to, and I eat a lot of fast food, so, like, I'm starting to notice it's fucking with me. You know, I'm up to, like, 190 pounds right now. I'm, like, 5'10", 190. So I'm at like the heaviest I've ever been. I mean, I'm not saying like I'm like, you know, that type of fat, but you know, for a person like myself who at my heaviest when I played ball was like 165, 170. Yeah, this 190 pounds is extra 20. I'm feeling it. And I realized I was a little tubby yesterday. Yeah, man. Another thing too, man, it was something that was kind of random I was thinking about. While I was at work earlier today, you know, we had our Christmas party at the job today, which was, you know, I guess it was cool, man. You know, they had a lot of fucking food, you know, with going to that whole I'm fat shit. They had a lot of goddamn food up there, man. And I'm sitting up there and I'm like trying not to be the dude, you know, to like overstack the plate. Even though, like, when you with family, you know, sometimes, like, you go to, like, Thanksgiving or some shit like that, and it's a lot of food, and, like, you know, you get the relatives, they're like, fuck it, you know, I'm with family, they'll get, like, 2 or 3 plates and just kind of, like, post up, and kind of work on those two or three plates. So I'm like, okay, man, I'm around all these white folks, man. They don't really know how greedy a nigga really can be. So, yeah, I'm going to just chill over here with the macaroni and cheese and the greens. And, yeah, I'm going to get some of this beef brisket. And, damn, they got seven-layer salad, dude. Let me get some of that. And shit, man, they did have to bring the motherfucking dressing and turkey. God damn. So I got some of that. Then they had Swedish meatballs. Then they had, like, some kielbasa with, like, horseradish or some shit like that. I got some of that. And before I knew it, like, my plate was, like, kind of just, like, looking like some shit I would have when I'm with my people, you know. I'm like, fuck it, man. So long as I don't go back for seconds, that's when you know you really just kind of like overdoing it. And we had so much food at the little, because ironically this was a potluck, but it was so much food there, man. Like, they was actually asking people to take food home because they didn't, you know, they could. It was just way too much fucking food. And there was some stuff up there too that I really didn't know what the fuck it was, so I wasn't messing with it. Yeah, some of y'all need to label your shit when you do the potluck. Just saying. But, yeah, I done got fucking sidetracked as to what I was talking about. I told y'all, man, I'm buzzed a little bit. But yeah, I'm at the job. That's what I was talking about. I'm at the job. And we doing the potluck and everything. I'm in a good mood, man. Like, we didn't really have to do... Actually, we didn't do any work today. You know, I'm pretty much... I'm at the job, and I don't have to work. I'm getting paid right now to eat. And I'm good. You know, I'm fellowshipping with, like, some of my coworkers and whatnot. You know, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We sitting up, we chilling. And at the job, you know, and we in our little conference room or whatever, we got this big-ass 80... I think it's like an 80-inch screen or something like that on the TV, and that's when the whole thing came on about the kids being shot, and now I'm on Twitter, and this, that, and the other. But, like, you know, I'm at the job, and I was thinking about, you know, we was talking about, these singing competition shows, like, The Voice, and, let's see, you got The Voice, you got American Idol, you got X Factor, you got, I think that's all of them. If I missed any of them, shit, I mean, needless to say, I don't really watch any of them, really. And I think part of it is because of some of, like, the ratchetness that is in me, and I am, like, kind of a hood kind of guy, so to speak. I'm, like the smart hood nigga and shit. And, And I was thinking, man, and we was talking about this shit at the job. I said, you know what? We need a show where, like, Suge Knight and, like, all your thug-ass producers and shit. Like, we got to figure out a show where, like, we can get some ratchet producers and some ratchet hip-hop niggas to, like, judge, like, a singing competition. Call that shit, like, High Notes and Beatdowns. And, like, High Notes and Beatdowns will pretty much be on some shit to where, like, yo... You know, you can get on and, like, you can sign on with, like, this thug ass, like, producer and shit who's gonna, like, treat you like, I don't know, Bobby Valentino or some shit, put out maybe one good album. You can get on there, you know, try to get put on, or if not, you can get your ass whooped by, like, either, like, a rap, you know, thug motherfucker or, like, a MMA fighter or something. Had some random MMA dude named Hector Rodriguez or something who know how to kill a nigga like 18 different ways and shit. Like, yo, he fucked that note up and he just get his ass beat right on stage. That shit would be great. VH1 should probably put that shit on. They need to, like, you know, sign a nigga up for, like, a production credit or something like that. Again, I've been drinking, y'all. And that's another thing too, man. I actually tried to stop drinking. Like, I don't drink a lot, man. That's another thing. I don't drink a hell of a lot. Like, I drink brew. I drink a lot of beer. Like, I'm not really a heavy drinker. I kind of pull back on, like, drinking, you know, vodka and, you know, Hennessy and stuff like that. I kind of pull back a little bit only because, like, I didn't like sometimes, like, I would wake up with a headache no matter how much water I would drink, you know, because that was another thing too. Like, I would drink a lot of water when I drank liquor to counteract the, you know, the hangover effect, so to speak, because, you know, a lot of the hangover stuff comes from the fact that you're a little bit dehydrated. The alcohol dehydrates you. So I would drink a lot of water, and I stopped kind of fucking with the liquor, so to speak, just because I would wake up in the morning and all I would have, like, maybe the night before was some beer, and I would wake up in the morning and have like a headache, and I didn't like the feeling, man. I just didn't. So, like, I kind of chilled out on the whole drinking thing, man. I was like, nah, man, I don't need that shit. But, like, for me right now, yeah, like, this drinking shit kind of helping me do this fucking podcast right now, because I was, like, really fucking depressed when I came home, you know, hearing about the, you know, the shorties and whatnot, man. And yeah, but what I want to talk about, what I really wanted to do this episode about, was right to work. And I know a lot of people really don't know what right to work is, or, and some people, they may know, but I know right to work, if you watch a lot of political news, and if you watch like CNN, MSNBC and stuff like that, right to work is where you know, you don't have to join a union in order to work, so to speak. Okay, that's how it's sold. Where here in Michigan, like, you know, union representation is a pretty big thing. I mean, it's not as big as it used to be back in like the 60s, 70s, 80s. I mean, even go back as far as like the 1920s and 30s and shit. But Michigan is, like, as far as all, you know, pretty much in the United States period, Michigan is a pretty big union stronghold, so to speak. And you know, right to work, you know, you go to work at, like, say you get hired into a company, right, and you want to work there, and there's a union there, and the, you know, they have it to where if you want to work in this particular company doing this particular type of work, you have to join the union in order to do that. And so what right to work does is stipulate that you don't have to join the union in order to work that job in that particular station or shop or union shop, so to speak. So what happens is the company hires you, you work, and you receive the same wages and benefits that the union represent, you know, the union represented workers get. Okay, it sounds good. It sounds good. But full disclosure, because like I said, I mean, you get, you know, nothing but real talk all the time here on the Span Report. Full disclosure, I am a union member. And the type of work that I do is I'm in a closed union shop, meaning you can't work at my job unless you join the union. And I have no issues with that whatsoever. The issue, like I said, again, it sounds good that you know, I can go here, I can work, and I don't have to work for the union and everything else. And, you know, it's like this. And these are my personal feelings. These are the personal beliefs of the Span Report podcast. Is if you're going to work in a union position, if you're going to go to work at a company and they have a union in your station, in the particular job that you're doing, and you don't want to join the union, I don't believe that you should have to join the union. But I also believe that you shouldn't expect the wages and the benefits that the union has negotiated for its members. Okay, what people don't tend to understand, or people like that are proponents of right to work, is that they don't understand is that union also has overhead the same as a corporation does. And it's funny to me to see so many people arguing on the side of corporations who can get less than a fuck about you. But when you join it, you know, you go in and you work for a position. I believe this. I believe that if you want to work in that shop and not join the union, then you should be happy with whatever the company is willing to give you as an unrepresented employee. Meaning, I mean, like, a lot of times, unrepresented workers tend to get paid less money and receive less benefits because the company isn't in any, it doesn't benefit them much at all to give those things to you if they can give it to you at a lesser rate. So I'm just going to take my own personal experience with this. And I work in the utilities industry, okay? There was a time where I worked as the shutoff man. I was the guy who came to your house to shut off your lights and your gas when you didn't pay the bill. That was me. And there were plenty of time. I mean, like, I'm put it like this. When I started that job, I got paid $11.25 an hour. I was responsible for 72 orders a day. And I had to drive my own car while executing these orders, right? I didn't have vacation time. I didn't have health insurance. I didn't have nothing but that $11.25 an hour. I got paid every week. That was a benefit. I mean, I got paid every week as opposed to the bi-weekly payments that I get now. But I got paid every week. I was good. I mean, at the time, I mean, I really didn't have any complaints. I didn't. Until I found out that a union employee within the company that I worked for, I mean, because basically I was an independent, I was paid as an independent contractor. I got the job through a temporary service. A lot of people work through temp services, and I did that. But someone who was actually an employee of the company doing the exact same work that I was doing was being, well, the pay started out at $14.25. They were only responsible for 35 orders a day, and they drove a company vehicle on top of having vacation time and health benefits. They were able to have that because the union negotiated those terms for them. Okay? So I've been on both sides of the issue. I've been on both sides of it. And I don't necessarily knock, you know, a lot of union people tend to knock like independent contractors and things like that because they believe it's taking work from them. But more often than not, independent contractors, people who work for temp agencies and things like that, they have to work, they have to put out more production for less compensation, you know, less compensation, so to speak. So, again, like I said, I was responsible for 72 orders a day. Now, 72 orders would be like the lights and the gas. So if I go to somebody's house, they have two services. That's two orders a day. I might have 35 stops out of the day. And I was good, man. I was good at that shit. Like, I would be finished with work at like 11:30, 12 o'clock. I was on the clock until 5, but most of my work was done by 11:30, 12 o'clock. And can you imagine like walking up to somebody's house in Detroit with no gun, no bulletproof vest and nothing? You knocking on their door, telling them that, yo, I gotta cut this shit off. No, I wouldn't say it, you know, I wouldn't say it to people like that. The key is to be very respectful of folks when you go to do something like that. You pretty much the bearer of bad news. It's a really thankless job. Nobody fucking likes the shut off, dude. And I've had plenty of women threaten to pull guns on me. I've had guns pulled on me doing that job. It's a thankless job. And yeah, I mean, I've done it. But all of this stuff about right to work, man, I really feel as if you want to, you know, you already have the right to work. No, a union isn't stopping you from working anywhere. You can go, if you don't want to join, if you don't want to work in a union shop without joining the union, you don't have to take that job. And again, I'm being very transparent here and telling you this is somebody coming from you as a union person. But again, I've also worked on the other side of the coin. You know, I did that job as an unrepresented worker. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not that I don't understand the plight. I've done it from both sides. I just don't feel as if a person should be able to obtain all the wages and benefits that the union has negotiated. Because a lot of people tend to say that unions, this is another thing that was coming up, that a lot of people were talking about. They don't want to pay union dues, and the union gives they use their union dues to you know, pretty much pay off politicians and stuff like that. Okay, and the corporation that you're arguing for doesn't pay off politicians. I mean, where do you think these right to work politicians come from? Who do you think is fucking lobbying them? The corporations that are trying to get people to work for less money and product more production. I mean, it's a known fact that worker production has gone up since I don't have this shit in front of me right now. I mean, you could look it up yourself. I don't have it in front of me, okay? I don't. But it's a known fact that worker production has gone up, and wages haven't. They haven't. So it's funny to me to see, like, regular folks arguing on the side of fucking corporations. Like, well, I shouldn't have to join a union and pay my money to union bosses who pay off politicians. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Corporations are doing it all the time. They're doing it all the time. And not only that, I can't speak for every union. I can't. I can speak for my union in the sense of my union has a political action committee. And my union reps, when it comes to, like, getting funding for for our PAC or whatever, they have to actually come to each individual. They have to come to the membership, and we have to sign off on any additional monies taken out of our paychecks in order to contribute to the political action committee. Now, again, when you join a union, or you pretty much working with a union, you know which side the union is pretty much aligned with. Unions typically, they are typically aligned with the Democratic Party. You know this. Now, again, I speak as someone who I tend to vote Democratic. I voted for some Republicans before. Okay, I'm a union guy, vote Democratic typically, and I'm in the NRA. Both my union and my NRA membership serve their purposes for me. The NRA protects my gun rights. The union makes sure that I get a fair shot at work. I can't just be fired for no reason at all. Doing at work, you know, when you work at will and unrepresented, they can fire you for whatever fuck reason they want to. And, you know, kind of throw you out on the street. It happens all the time. So, yeah, like, I got into a lot of arguments about that stuff, man. And it was another thing, too, man. It was this one guy, Crowder, man. This dude is, like, a political commentator-type dude. He's on YouTube heavy. Kind of conservative guy, man. And he went to Lansing, Michigan, where they were doing a lot of protests in Lansing, Michigan. And I don't know why, he took his ass right in the middle of that to challenge a bunch of union folks who are pissed that the Republican government here in Michigan just kind of, like, rammed this shit down the pike. Like, yo, we got to hurry up and get this shit through, because we ain't going to have no other opportunity to do this but now. So, he got his ass whooped in Lansing, Michigan. I'm not saying he deserved to get his ass whooped. I'm just saying I understand. You don't go into, that's like me going to the Klan meeting by my motherfucking self talking about some, man, y'all on some bullshit. You don't do that, man. You don't do that. And so I really feel as if he kind of got what he deserved, but they probably shouldn't have let that dude get them the way that they did, man. But yeah, I'm done. I'm done. So here's what you guys can do for me. Let me back up off this mic. I'm talking a little loud, but here's what you guys can do for me. You can reach me at The Span Podcast. This is my email address, thespanpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Send me any emails of any feedback you may have about what I said on the show, any ideas you may have for the show, if you agree with anything, if you disagree with me here, send me an email at thespanreport.com. You can also call me at the Span Report hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485. Leave me a voicemail message. I'll play those back on the show. Or when we get the Google Hangouts and the live feedback shows going on, I'll be able to respond to those on there as well. You can also follow me on Twitter. I am Mr. Span. That's MR underscore Span, S-P-A-N-N. Chop it up with me on Twitter. I do that. I'm trying to get my presence on Twitter a little bit more. I'm trying to get on Twitter a lot more because, yeah, it's a big-ass chat room. So let me get off up in that. Also, if you like the Span Report, you like me as a host, you can hit me up on Facebook at my Mr. Span fan page. It's mr.span on Facebook. So like the Facebook fan page. Go to thespanreport.com. That's where you can get all your Span Report needs at thespanreport.com. Hit me up. You can see all the my Mr. You can see all of the Span Report. Damn, again, it's the lip. You can see all of the Span TV videos on thespanreport.com. And I'm also putting the podcast on Span TV at YouTube as well. So all of my future podcasts will be available on my YouTube channel at Span TV. So you can go and check me out there. But again, everything is going to be available at thespanreport.com. Whatever you need from Mr. Span, as far as videos, as far as podcasts are concerned, go to thespanreport.com, man. But I'm about to get out of here, man. I got to get my ass up and go to work tomorrow. Overtime. Christmas time. My baby's expensive. And she don't like daddy to tell her no. So... Until next time, fam. Peace.
I don't usually say this. Wait. Yeah, dude, just playing. Let me see what's up. What I'm sipping got me loose, fill it out. Talking about the iPhone. Look, grind, girl, I know you down. Turn the frown around. Cause when I'm up, get it, you'll be saying don't stop. And when we bout to finish, you tell me get on time. Be real, we are. Girl, I gotta keep 5 stars. No playing, just talking to you got me saying.